This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's presented by Gerritsen Building Supply. The Oregon State Legislature, both the House and Senate, beginning their short session tomorrow. State Senator Floyd Przanski on for a preview. Floyd, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Hope you're doing well.
So remind people real quick, because this session is different in the structure than the session we had last year.
That is correct. This is what's known as our short session. This is a 35-day maximum session unless we extend it by a vote of two-thirds from each chamber. So in these 35 days, what we normally do are look at our budgets and adjust them as necessary based on what is the income flow into the state and how expenditures that we've made are actually proceeding. It also is a time for us to look at policy bills. But when we originally passed the legislation, or I should say when the voters gave us the approval and it went into the Constitution, it was kind of understood that it would be for topics that were necessary to be worked on that couldn't wait until the next long session. But as you can only imagine, that is now manifested into basically a mini session.
And do you feel like too much is going to be crammed into these 35 days?
Well, there's a check and balance to this. The bottom line is each of the members of the legislature this year for the first time are limited to two bills introduction for personal bills. Each committee has up to three bills that could be introduced. Because of the strict timeline that we have, it's going to be very, very difficult for any of these bills to really move too fast, move as quickly as they need to move, is what I should say. So just to give you a framework, we start tomorrow. The committee that I chair, which is Senate Judiciary, cannot meet on Tuesday morning because we will be on the floor organizing and starting the session. So our first day will be Wednesday the 2nd, and come the following Monday the 7th, we actually have to have all of the bills that we want to consider for work sessions, meaning where you could actually move the bill out of the committee, post it the following Monday the 7th. So you have really about an 8 to 10 day period to move bills out of the committee. We have of the bills that were referred to my committee or will be referred, we have a preliminary list. I have 12 bills that we will be hearing during basically a 5 or 6 day sets of meetings.
Wow.
So it's very quick.
Yeah, a lot going on there. And do you feel like there needs to be an adjustment in the structure of this short session?
Well, I think, first of all, it's probably good that we are leaving it as it is at this point, that it would take a vote of the citizens of Oregon to change the length of the session. So I think that is one of the most important things that we need to keep in mind, because that in itself will really govern down what can be done. Regarding what is being issued or, to say, allowed to be considered, I think that's really a tough one for leadership, no matter who's in control, to chart, because if you leave it just for the budgets, then the vast majority of legislators would not even have committees to be attending. And so you still need to get a quorum to actually do whatever work you're going to do. And so a lot of individuals would be feeling like they're on the sideline, to the point of where would I even want to show up because I'm not even needed except for being on the floor. So there's still this balance that needs to be determined. We're now, let's see, the voters passed that in 2010. We started our very first session of the short session on 2011. So this is a 10-year anniversary. And clearly we need to continue to look at how it's working and adjust it. Yes, I think there needs to be some adjustments, but I'm not exactly sure what those can be except for limiting the number of bills that are introduced overall.
Now, chairing Judiciary, that has a lot of important topics that often come up. What kinds of things are being looked at in terms of legislation?
Yeah, we have three bills that we're introducing as committee bills. The first one is a offshoot from something that was already worked on in 2021, and that was House Bill 2002. That bill is basically looking at conduct and out in the field for officers, as well as some other issues around probation and parole and probation. That's just, like I said, the continuation. So that's one of the other reasons that we have taken on these type of bills during these short sessions, because they've already been worked in the long session. And we're coming back to try to see if we can fix it or move some of the topics that didn't move forward. Probably the most important bill that we have coming out of our coming to our committee is one dealing with non-unanimous verdicts. That's Senate Bill 1511. The other one is 1510. But 1511 is basically going to look at individuals who were convicted on non-unanimous verdicts. The U.S. Supreme Court 2 years ago said that that was unconstitutional, and we, Oregon, and the state of Louisiana up until 2019 were the only two states that allowed for non-unanimous verdicts in criminal cases. So the question that we have is, should this be applied to those who've already been convicted, who have gone through their direct appeals, and only have what's known as post-conviction relief procedures that they could use to have their conviction overturned and potentially be retried? So what we're doing is going to be taking up that subject. I expect that we will be taking and moving forward a bill that would, in fact, allow for individuals who were unconstitutionally convicted with a less than unanimous verdict to be able to file within 1 year a request to have that reviewed. If they are successful in getting it overturned, then that means that that case would go back to the district attorney's office that prosecuted it, and they would have to determine whether or not they would retry that case.
So how far back do you go on that?
Well, this one is would allow for any individual who basically can demonstrate, and they have to affirmatively demonstrate, that they had a conviction for a charge of less than unanimous. And so it really can go back into perpetuity, meaning virtually anyone would have that 1 year opportunity to request that type of relief from the court.
Wow. So I'm curious about, with this short session, you've had some resignations, a number of folks now moving into the governor's race and other things as well. Is that going to impact anything?
It definitely will. With new leadership coming in, especially on, at this point on the House side that you're referring to, you have a new speaker. The pro tem is still the same. And then you have a new majority or minority leader on the Republican side. So they're getting to know each other, let's say. Over the last week, I know they've had numerous conversations and trying to set whatever the groundworks are going to be. I hope that it will be a new day, the Phoenix, if you want to call it that, where we're going to see much more collegiality between the parties on both sides of the chambers.
And I'm curious as well about, doing a session during an election year. Does that ever impact how people vote or sort of what they want to be known for that year?
Absolutely. I mean, that's one of the issues that I think leadership looks at as to what they will be willing to put on the table. My understanding, except for a bill that needs to be done to increase the staffing at OSP, meaning Oregon State Police, for background checks to clear out backlogs, bills dealing with firearms will not be on the agenda for this short session. And I believe there's a couple other topics as well.
Is the session sort of operating in a hybrid online and in-person format?
It definitely is. We're working under the same, venue that we did this last time. Basically, what that means is that we will be having all of our committee meetings virtually. We'll have individuals who will be able to testify just like they normally would in person, but on a virtual conversation. And then the floor sessions are going to be in person. We will, in fact, from my understanding, allow for the general public, one, to be in the building. There is a new safety procedure that is being implemented that just went into effect last week, which are going to be X-ray machines and metal detectors. This is the first time that the state of Oregon, well, not the first time, but the first time for us to actually put this into permanent use. So you're going to see some changes, and individuals will have the opportunity to have in-person meetings with constituents if they choose to do so, but it's not obligated, and our staff has been requested not to be in the building except when they absolutely need to be for work in the inside the Capitol.
What were your thoughts about these increased security procedures?
I think it's one of those things that needs to come. It's unfortunate for us to have to take these steps, but because of how some individuals who are wanting to demonstrate their right to carry and open carry. It has gotten to the point where many people inside the Capitol feel unsafe. And one of the duties and obligations we have as a legislature is to ensure a safe working place for all of our staff and as well as our administrative personnel. And it was one of those scenarios that because of the changes that have occurred and unfortunately some of the shootings that have happened around the country, it was determined that we needed to go to a more secure facility like many other states.
Now, last question before we go here. 35 days, is that sort of when the clock starts? It's 35 days. Does that count weekends, or is that 35 days that you actually meet?
35 days starting February 1st. We will have to be concluded by Monday, March 7th. If we were still wanting to meet and continue the session, it again would take a two-thirds vote in both the House chamber and the Senate chamber to extend this, and I believe that extension would only be for a three-day period, and you'd have to re-vote again to extend it further. We have never, since we started the short sessions in 2011, ever extended a session.
All right, a lot to follow. We'll continue to cover it. Floyd, thanks for being on this morning.
Kyle, thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.
8:42 Morning Conversation, presentation of Garrison Building Supply.